All too often we hear of arguments, disagreements, fights in relationships. But what if that fight becomes a death? News out of Michigan, 42-year-old woman was arrested after she allegedly shot and killed her husband during an argument while her children were at home. Police department officers responded to a call off Veronica Avenue after receiving a report of a fatal shooting. When they arrived, they found Carletta Johnson providing aid to her husband, who was shot in the back of the head. Johnson reportedly told police she shot her 43-year-old husband, and officers allegedly located several firearms inside the home. She was taken into custody without incident. County District Attorney's Office alleged that Johnson killed her husband during an argument at their home and charged her with second-degree murder and a firearm felony. She was booked into the county jail with her bond set at $1 million cash. Man is reportedly not allowed to have conflict with her children, who were at home at the time of the fatal shooting. Johnson could face life in prison if convicted of second-degree murder. Well, that's not new news at all, or unique. I would like to think that if you're going to kill your husband while said children are at home, you probably can't have visitation rights or have them come visit you in jail. Killing a person by itself is disturbing. Somebody in that frame of mind to actually, short of self-defense, want to voluntarily kill someone. But on top of that, this mother chose to do this when children are present. Again, not saying it's okay to kill someone anytime, but if you're gonna do this, if you're having an argument with your husband, wouldn't you like to think that you could at least wait so you don't permanently screw up the minds of your kids the rest of their life? We don't know if these children witnessed the alleged attempted murder. We don't know if they just heard a gunshot. Whatever comes of this mother, if she is convicted in jail, hopefully somebody will repay her of what she deserves for not only taking her husband's life, but endangering the mental state of those kids for the rest of their lives. True crime today.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.